The media have been commended for not encouraging ethnic violence and gender biases over the years. A former executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Professor Kwame Kakari, speaking at a media interaction with the Electoral Commission in Kumasi, appealed to the media to continue the good work. Touching on perspectives of the media in the election, Professor Kakari noted that while some media houses are set up for purely journalistic purposes, others are used as propaganda machinery by politicians. He said a research by the Media Foundation for West Africa shows that politicians are making unsubstantiated allegations on the airwaves and challenge the media to ask probing questions to the benefit of the people. He also tasked the media to adhere to the rules of the EC and desist from announcing election results.
There are two important things that we must be proud of. One, we have found out that over the years, our media do not engage in ethnic insults and ethnic divisive journalism. I think that that's very, very important because it shows that we are not so conscious as to disturb our harmony in terms of the multi-ethnic society that we have. And I think we must continue like that, keep the society united and avoid those kinds of things that you. The other important thing finding is also that the media don't engage in gender-based insults. You do not find so much of an example of radio stations insulting women candidates and using gender-based insults at a candidate. And I think that these are two important positive aspects of our journalism that I think we must support and we must build on, or to be more critical than, as I have indicated, we have been. The two leading presidential candidates are giving us chalk boxes full of promises. Each one of them is dishing out like magicians, plenty promises. We have seen some of the media do a fantastically good job in querying whether this promise is reliable, is feasible, so on and so forth. And I think that's the way to go. We mustn't just let the promises go. I think that we must query the promises based on our own knowledge of things that are going on the ground, and then raise the critical question for the voters to determine whether the promises are worth our votes or not. Therefore, again, every radio station in this country now has their morning breakfast programs made the 7 days of the week filled with politicians from different parties. And I think it's in order because this is the season. There's no other season but now to use the politicians. But it may be useful sometimes on these panels to have some independent person who might also prompt questions that ordinarily may not be prompted on the panel, so that there is a certain sense that somebody is raising those critical or uncomfortable questions for the politicians to address. Otherwise, this is the season. And I think that you must make full use of it in order that we are well informed and contribute by exercising our franchise in a rightful way.
That was Professor Kwame Kakari. The deputy